Our two regular political observers are here now, David Brooks of the New York Times and DJ Dion of the Washington Post and the Brookings Institution. Good to see you both.
Good to see you.
Good to see you again. And the good news is we're not going to talk about health care.
I miss health care.
Already. The political conflict that's in the center ring in Washington just now is the rewrite of financial regulations. And E.J. Dion, once again, it appears to be an issue that's being addressed on almost straight party lines.
Right, but I don't think that will last. You had Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate leader, doing a very interesting thing. He was saying, on the one hand, to Wall Street, don't worry, we'll kill this bill for you. And on the other hand, he was attacking the administration for wanting to bail out Wall Street. Now, that's a pretty good political trick. The only problem is there were some factual matters in the way. But what I think really is that this is a fight that the Democrats want, and therefore there won't be a fight in the end. When you look at this fight,
the Democrats want to say we're cracking down on the banks.
Right. And they want the Republicans to be in a position of defending Wall Street. And the other thing is, I think there is expectation in the country that something was going to be done about this, so that I think in the end they're going to settle some of these differences over a $50 billion fund that the administration wants to put together. You know, McConnell is claiming that's a bailout. The administration said, wait a minute, we're going to raise this money from the bank so it won't go on to taxpayers. Everybody knows any president facing a financial meltdown is not going to let it happen. And so they're trying to write some rules to reduce the chances of that happening.
What do you think, David? Is there enough common ground here for the two parties to agree on some tougher financial regulations on the banks?
I think so. I think I disagree with EJ on the posturing, but agree with him on the substance. The posturing is all, when you're in a country that's in a horrible mood, you just try to link the other guy to people they hate. And so Republicans are trying to link Democrats to government, that'll be a bunch of bailouts. Democrats are trying to link Republicans to Wall Street. Those are greedy, bad people.
Yeah. They both pull badly.
Yeah, so that's what we're in right now. But on the subterranean level, there has been actually a fair bit of bipartisan cooperation in the committee with Bob Corker from Tennessee and other Republicans involved in drafting the bill. And there are substantive disagreements about how you do this $50 billion bailout. And I think the core agreement is epistemological, if I get a little high-toned here. It's overdue government officials have the knowledge to take over firms that are about to default. And once they take over those firms, do they have the knowledge to run them for a little while and dismember them? And that actually is a substantive question behind all the posturing.
And of course, some people would say the FDIC has been doing it with smaller banks for decades. The question is, what happens when you get to these huge Wall Street institutions?
Right. And in fact, you see how moderate this regulation really is that they're proposing. When you look at the alternatives, which would be, well, if you don't want institutions that are too big to fail, you need to break up the institutions. And that's an idea that's out there, but I don't think that's where Congress is going to go.
That seems to be a minority Democratic position.
Right, exactly.
At least in the Senate. On another item, there was a summit in Washington, D.C. this week about something that is actually scarier than another big Wall Street crisis. Nuclear materials on the loose. I'm just wondering whether either of you thinks that the world or President Obama made some progress on that issue. Well, David?
I guess I'd say progress. I mean, it was mostly consciousness raising. I wouldn't say they had a binding agreement. But there are a bunch of countries for whom this was not a high priority, who are now gathering some control over their fissile materials, like Chile and Ukraine and other countries like that. And Obama sort of used the bully pulpit in an international sphere to get some action on that. And so I'd say it was a modest step forward. It's good to see all these people shaking hands together. It's like nice to see egos hug. The larger nuclear issue, of course, is Iran, and that's still a tough problem, which there really is no
solution. There were claims of some progress toward tougher sanctions against Iran here, but we haven't seen a big agreement with the Chinese.
Yeah, there's like three nuclear issues. There's the Iran issue, there's the START issue with the Russians, and then there's the loose nukes issue.
EJ?
You know, I approach this thinking of the great American socialist Eugene Debs' proposed extra beatitude, which would go, blessed are they who expect nothing, for they shall not be disappointed. And I don't think anyone had high expectations of this. I agree with David. What President Obama did is he took an issue that was really important to him and kind of tacked it up on the world's bulletin board. There were small bits of progress. Ukrainians said they'd get rid of some enriched uranium. Chileans got rid of some uranium. But the New York Times, which is usually friendly to the Obama administration, the editorial page called the agreement disappointingly squishy. But the fact is, Obama has said, we need to do something about this. And I think it prepares the way for action on Iran, because it's Obama saying, I take this seriously, not just about Iran, but about the whole world.
turning into a theme of the Obama administration, which is, I don't really have a big breakthrough for you, but I have a framework that we'll be working in.
Yeah, that's great. First, I'm impressed EJ could take Eugene V. Debs and put him into any issue. I think it was part of his marriage proposal, probably quoted Eugene V. Debs.
No, just the prayer of the faithful in the Mass.
Yeah, but, you know, the dangerous news is the Iranian thing. And mm-hmm. here what they're doing is essentially a continuation of the final couple of years of the Bush administration, which is a slow march towards sanctions. But I don't know anybody who really thinks we're going to have sanctions serious enough to cripple that program.
David Brooks, EJ Dionne, thanks once again for talking politics with us.
Thank you.